Grow Your Business with Ivor Kellogg.
Hello there, everybody. Good evening and welcome to the show, Business with Ivor, from our wonderful sunny St Albans for a rare event this week. We've had probably one of our best days of the year so far. It's been a fantastic, fantastic day. So, great show lined up tonight. We've got Mick Holloway, who's the founder of 24/7 Networking. They're networking groups that provide social media training and business training and support. I think I've probably known Mick for two and a half years now. How long is it, Mick? Can't remember.
Yes, I think it is. Just under 3 years, I think.
Yeah, could well be. So welcome to the show, Mick. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for the invite.
It's a pleasure. So just to give you a little bit of background about Mick, he's been self-employed for 25 years. Following a career in software engineering, Mick chose to follow his interests in business and mixing and leveraging his technical business and networking experience. He's chosen to set up 24/7, which helps small businesses maximize lead generation and inbound marketing through efficient, focused and targeted social networking, which is the online digital side, and face-to-face networking offline. 24/7 networking meetings are busy, bright, vibrant, educational, supportive and empowering. And consistent with 24/7's focus on training, every meeting has LinkedIn tutorials plus social media workshops. So what got you into the networking business, Mick, and why did you start 24/7?
Well, I had a number of businesses prior to 24/7. One was a very technical software consultancy, and from that we had some recruitment companies, because hiring talented engineers was difficult and problematic, and found myself doing some networking over the years, never quite finding the sort of model that worked for me. Then the emergence of some enabling technologies, really, the social media platforms, and realization that here we have some technology that's can help us enhance the face-to-face networking that I was familiar with by doing it online, and hence the 24/7 part of the name is that once you start building your online, your digital, your social media presence, social networking presence, this content, this material is out there networking for you, starting the dialogues and the rapports. It's working for you 24/7. And I feel it's like bringing together the two sides of my skill sets, my understanding of the technology, Web2, and how the protocol stacks work. If I needed to talk to about that, I can. Also, my understanding of what business is looking for from these cloud-based solutions, these social media solutions. So the time's just right to bring this all together and take advantage of social media, search, the cloud-based aspect of where IT is going, and the mobile aspect of it, since I understand it all.
No, cool. So your time has come.
That's how it feels. Yes, yeah, almost evangelical. Yes, because when I do my training, what's good is that if someone asks a question that's really right wide of the subject matter, I can catch them without embarrassing them, explain that actually you're talking about, for example, Outlook, and we're actually talking about messages within LinkedIn, and I can bring that person back into line with what we're discussing without confusing them and bamboozling them. So that's breadth of knowledge that I have is useful when creating our training material. We do a lot of training in our networking groups, have little tutorials and 20-30 minute workshops on social media and social networking technologies and strategies, and we also have supplement that classroom based training courses, and I've been able to set the bar really low so people can join 24/7 networking. And invariably, they're familiar with the face-to-face aspects of networking, so they come along to the meetings and know how to work a room and to network. But they need to, current climate, why things are going, so important that you add the social media, the social networking to your marketing mix. So we set the bar low because some people are a bit nervous of browsers, keyboards and stuff. And then we take them on a journey where we keep adding to their knowledge and their information. And then 4, 5, 6 months down the line, they're entirely comfortable with this new technology. If at that point they want to step up their knowledge and do more themselves, fine. We can up the ante and go on to a higher level of program. But they may wish to outsource it at that point, in which case we've given them the knowledge to choose a supplier carefully, but also the understanding of what sort of instructions to give these suppliers.
Now, interesting. You make a very interesting statement there. So you set the bar low. So you feel that there's a huge need and a huge requirement just to learn the basics, let alone start getting into the intricacies and the delicacies of what can be done.
Yes, definitely. Going around our groups and meeting people, you know, the social media, social networking stuff isn't rocket science. Invariably, you just need to be shown. But without that introduction, without someone holding your hand and explaining it, it can seem daunting and confusing. And because it's the internet. Once you've published, once you've said something, it's out there, it's at large, and people are nervous of making mistakes. There's no delete button and things like this. So we set the bar really low, and if it's too low, then just go to a more advanced course. It's not a problem. But by setting the bar low, everyone's welcome, and we make the technology accessible. And it's not rocket science. Our training does move you forward really, really quickly.
Yeah. So, do you think that's also the case for business skills? So, do you get a lot of startups and people that haven't been in business before?
Yeah, we do. We're seeing more and more these days of people that are starting business, entrepreneurial people that are starting business because they have a skill or a talent or an idea or a product they want to bring to market. And they've been enabled because maybe they've had some redundancy money come in or policies have matured, a number of reasons that allow them to make this lifestyle change. But what's missing...
Sorry, and basic necessity as well. They've been made redundant, they need to earn, and they're struggling to find themselves a job.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's right across the age spectrum these days, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's omnipresent. But yes, absolutely, there are a number of drivers and motivators. And we can help them with the networking and the lead generation, and we can help them with the face-to-face networking through our groups that meet every 2 weeks, which is good because they meet other businessmen. So there's a little bit of the sort of interaction. It's a bit lonely, you see, when you start one of these companies, and you might be a sole trader or a micro business. So there's a little bit of sort of mastermind type opportunity where you can syndicate your problems with these people that you get to know over the weeks. But there are things like we're adding to the syllabus and the portfolio. We've started to do sales skills training because there are some skills that you just need to be taught that are not necessarily natural.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting because I think... lots of people have fallen into social media thinking that social media and social networking is sales, and clearly, well, as far as I'm concerned, they're not, and you're reiterating that point that social media and social networking is about prospecting and not about closing a deal, and then understanding how to close a deal and how to present a deal correctly is a different skill set altogether.
Yes, absolutely, and one of the things is, as I tour my own groups and see people going along the learning curve, I constantly have to remind people that the social networking is just another part of your marketing mix. So all the basics still apply. You know, it is just about networking. As soon as possible, get it off the screen, off the page, pick the phone up and talk to someone. You know, get that meeting, go and see them, and that's where, you know, the rapport selling comes and the sales skills become more important.
Yep, and unless you have a an online shop or an online business where you're selling products online, it's my firm belief still that unless you have a meeting, then money's never going to change hands, and therefore you're not going to even be able to put food on the table if you're not out there actually getting in front of people.
No, absolutely. I mean, the basics still apply. People buy from people first, then they look at the products and services, and then they look at the company.
Good. So that's interesting. So you're blending social media and you're blending the sales process together. So are you actually blending them, or are you running them in parallel?
No, well, the 24/7 is all about networking and the social media, but we are looking. I do like an association. I do like to have working relationships with other businesses. So we are looking for companies that can help our members learn more skills. So we're always looking for organisations that can contribute some more training material, and or even a broader relationship with maybe help with some mentoring groups. What's happening on a number of our breakfast networking groups is we meet every 2 weeks, and one or two of the groups now stay on once a month for a couple of hours to do sales mentoring or business skills training, which is just brilliant. And it's sort of chosen by the members of the group. What do we need? What help do we need? What else can we do? But 24/7 is absolute remit is down with the networking and the social networking and social media training.
Yes. So, I mean, marketing, I've discovered since I've moved into marketing from being in sales most of my life, is that until a business gets to a certain size, then very little marketing seems to get done. So how are you managing to encourage your members to actually get involved and actually go and do it?
Well, one of the great things about social networking and social media is when we deliver a training course, I can go back a week or two later and have a look at things like their LinkedIn profile. I can look at the groups that they're in or the groups that they've created, looking at company pages, and we can see, you know, we can look at measure their digital footprint and see what they're doing, which is allows us to do some subtle, simple, well, I suppose it's more mentoring than coaching, but, you know, I can go along to someone and say, oh, remember we talked about, you know, your job title and changing that on your LinkedIn profile. So I think there's actually a marketing hook. Why haven't you done it? Is there a problem? Is there something I can help you with? So, yes, we can always monitor whether people are actually applying the training that we're giving them.
And what are you finding stopping people there? Is that lack of time, or is it still that fear factor where they're sticking their head above the parapet and therefore all of a sudden the people are going to start seeing them?
It's an interesting journey. If we can get them, if this stuff works, we've just got to get people to do it, and what they need to see is some early results. And that's one of the benefits of setting the bar so very, very low. One of the training courses we run is a crushingly simple way to get a social media campaign running. It takes longer to teach than to do. it's a curious thing. In about an hour and a half, we can get 10, 15 people to create three accounts on three free websites, then show them how to sew these things, stitch them all together, and then in about 15 minutes a day they can go and find content and then distribute it, and they start their social media campaign. Once they realise how simple it is and how effective this can be, then they tend to pay more attention to applying the training. So that's a good way in. So part of one of the induction training programs that we do is to get them up to speed really, really quickly. After that, once someone's seen some results, let's face it, you know, if you have an investment where you put a pound in and you get £5 back, you're going to keep putting lots of pounds in.
Absolutely.
We lead by example in that sense, and that's the benefit of the bar being set so very low.
Yeah, cool. So you must have some interesting success stories that you could share with us.
Oh, yes, gosh. There's, let me think, there was one member who, we got him to put out more. The thing about social media is what you're doing is you put, like, in a fishing analogy, you're putting ground bait into a lake, and then, you know, the fish come by and realise where you are. One member was putting interesting, sometimes rather challenging opinions out in his sector. I'll be careful not to say too much, so bless him, he can't be identified. But he was doing very well in getting his message out there. We showed him how to do that. And from that, he was approached by a newspaper to a newspaper in his sector, a technical paper, to answer they're approaching a number of authorities on a particular subject. And he put a contrarian view in, which I loved. And from that, another company became aware of him. And then fast forward 2 or 3 months due diligence, he sold his business to this other business and became part of a larger, much larger organisation.
Wow.
He was really, really pleased, yes.
Yeah, that's a huge success. That's really cool.
Well, we've got a lot of successes. This works if you apply it, and we are a franchise ourselves. So I have two. I look in two directions, if you like. I'm marketing 24/7 as a networking organisation to help people, you know, create leads and make more sales. So there's a messages that go out there for potential members of our groups, but I'm also marketing it to potential franchisees. And the proof's in the pudding. The last three franchisees were brought by members that had joined, realised it works, realised it's special, and then they've come through and taken up franchisees. So there's all sorts of positive feedbacks in there. We can have some other examples. A very simple example was training one day, encouraged a consultant to use LinkedIn to go back through his people he worked with in the past to just see what they're up to these days.
Yep.
And he found someone that he'd worked with 5 years ago, just touched them on LinkedIn. A couple of weeks later, they met for a coffee. 3 weeks later, he's in with that person on a 12-month contract. So,
wow.
Big picture to small picture. It just works on so many levels.
Yes. Yeah. So what's the future for 24/7 then, Mick? Where do you want to be headed with it?
24/7 is we're a young company ourselves. We only had our first meeting sort of October of last year, where we had one group. We're at 14, 15 groups at the moment, and I want it to be a UK-wide franchise. So we're quite strong in sort of North London, Harts, Beds, Bucks area. So, you know, that's where I'm heading north, we're heading east, we're heading west, and we're about to open our first group right in the centre of London, which is very, very exciting.
Oh, yeah, now that does sound good. So breaking into London, you have every opportunity of having lots of groups there, I would have thought.
Yes, well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's such dense population. It's good. We're developing the model. We had our first franchisee conference on Friday, so that was fabulous. I do like to lead by example. Entrepreneurialism is something that starts with a conversation, and you know, you've got to look for people to work with. And we have associations with some magnificent organisations, and was able to announce two more on Friday. So I'm always looking for people to help my business grow, and mutually beneficial.
Now, cool. So some people might say that you're a bit of a lunatic. We're supposed to be in austere, tough, difficult times, and there you are blazing the trails, starting a new business.
Yeah, well, I suspect so. A lot of people might say I'm a lunatic for all sorts of reasons. No, it's hard work. Listen, we started this business in really, really challenging financial times, and we've entered a mature market. But I think we've entered with a unique proposition, and the value. It's £37 a month, plus VAT, £44 a month. We operate a passport-style membership, so join one group, you can go to any of our groups in terms of the physical networking. You get four of the training courses are free of charge. We made you on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is very important. It's the sort of the professional business social platform. So we have two training courses on LinkedIn, and by the end of the first one is operational, so we show you the way around the LinkedIn website. So, and that clears away a lot of the fear, because look, you know, we show where everything is. And the second training course, it's where we take you past the self-taught knowledge. The second training course is where we show you how to use LinkedIn strategically, how to work smart and efficiently. Then we have a training course. Well, I've mentioned the complete social media campaign training course. People, you know, people applaud at the end of that training course because it's so liberating. It's like, you know, I thought this is so difficult, so complicated, and you know, no, actually, you just got to be shown. And then we have training courses on face-to-face networking. Some people don't know how to work a networking room. So we help with that as well. So there's lots of training, you know, lots of benefit, I think, for that £37 a month. We're really pleased.
So you're basically saying that anyone that's... So are you happy to take people on that are in pre-start that are still toying and playing with ideas, or do they really need to be up and running and trading before they come along?
No, we're very happy to talk to people in pre-start. We've got a number of members that are still working through quite what their product and service is. And the disciplines of the social, you know, the digital marketing, digital media are the same as those you would apply to the traditional parts of your marketing mix. So we can help them very much step back and think, hang on a minute, what is my message? What is it? What is my unique selling point? Why would someone come and buy from me? And particularly when you look at the groups where we've got the sales training coming along, that's particularly effective because they get their ducks lined up from day one, stops them making some expensive mistakes.
Well, absolutely, and let's face it, if you're attracting people towards you, it means that you're sharing value, and it's difficult to share value unless you know what you're talking about and how to present that.
Correct, yeah. And do you know, the great thing about networking, well, particularly with our groups, is everyone is so keen to help you. You know, if you go to one of our events and someone says, okay, tell me a bit more about your business, and you don't come back with a, well, you know what I do this, then nine times out of ten they'll say, shall we have a coffee after the event and I'll help you work on your 60-second pitch. It's brilliant. I love it.
Okay. No, that's really good. So, I mean, support without doubt in business is absolutely critical, and I think possibly that's something that people don't quite understand when they first start out with their own business. So they think they can do it all themselves, and getting other people involved, they're going to nick their ideas and it's going to be costly and time consuming, and they want to feel truly independent, say, no, this is all about me, this is my business, I don't want anyone else involved. But actually, that probably takes you longer with that attitude, don't you think?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, you know, one of the things we train in our face-to-face networking training is, you know, when you go in a room, look for associates as well as customers. You know, look for suppliers as well as customers. I was at a networking event, and I so wish I'd done this. But the guest speaker said, you know, everyone put their hand up that's here to sell. And of course, everyone put their hand up. And she said, okay, everyone put their hand up who's here to buy. And the sign.
Oh. Hello, Mick. Oh, don't know if you can hear me, Mick. I think we might have technical. Hello. Yes, hello. Hello, everybody. Sorry about that. We seem to have a bit of a technical issue there. Something to do with Skype, because we log into the show via Skype. So I'm just going to get Mick back for you now, and we'll continue. So I will keep talking. Uh-huh. There we go. I've got him. Right, I'm calling Mick back now. So, sincere apologies for that.
I'm back. Sorry.
Yeah, hello there, Mick. That was, I think, possibly internet connection. My apologies.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry. So where were we? You were just saying that someone asked who's here to buy.
Yes, it was. It was just I was giving an example of how we can help people with their face-to-face networking skills, and particularly with startups, that you don't just go networking looking for someone to give you a purchase order. Of course, you are looking for relationships and you're looking for leads, but look for associates and look for partners and suppliers as well. You know, all aspects of your business can benefit from networking.
Well, absolutely, and let's face it, the clue's in the title, and if they're networking events, then it's all about networking.
Yes.
And that's beginning to appreciate that. I think certainly for people that are new to it, probably frees them up a little bit. They don't feel that there's so much of a pressure to sell, and actually trying to sell before you've even built the relationship is more than likely going to damage it.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I mean, just how do you feel when someone walks up to you and is all pushy and pressy and in your face? Just, no, it doesn't work. This is why, you know, I'm really into the rapport selling approach. Just talk, have conversations, meet people, have one-to-ones, learn about their businesses, get them to understand your business. It may be that they're not ever going to be a customer, but while they're out and about, they know what you can do. If they come across an issue with someone, they can, with confidence, refer them to you.
Absolutely, and I think that's about helping people open their minds up, really, isn't it, to the possibilities and the opportunities that exist there, and remembering that there is a whole network of people behind every individual that you meet, and it's
knowing
who is in that network and what's going on in that network, which is where the real value lies.
That's right. Yeah.
And where the huge opportunity lies. And I think, you know, okay, we're living in a bit of a liquidity trap at the moment, and the banks aren't lending, and everyone's batting down the hatches, but I think it's only those that go and seek those opportunities and do what they can to get something out of them that's actually going to get our economy going again.
You are leaning against an open door there. Yes, it's the small businesses that can get this country out of the recessions. We're the guys that need to get it right and march on together.
Well, yeah, I think that's in any Western economy, actually. I don't only think that's in the UK. I think we could talk about anywhere in Western Europe, anywhere in Europe, come to that, and America, and all the other developed parts of the planet.
It's an interesting point. So there could be a 24/7 USA. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, why not?
Absolutely.
Your model is clearly working here, and you're growing, and people are liking what you're doing. So
They are.
There's absolutely no reason why you couldn't be anywhere on the planet doing what you're doing.
Yeah, we certainly seem to be bucking some trends. You know, we're opening new groups and we're growing our individual groups. So I know it works, and people are becoming increasingly aware that, our methods work.
Yeah, so we've only got a couple of minutes left on the show. Mick, where can everybody get in touch with you, get hold of you?
Well, the website, www.24-7.so, Sierra Oscar, that's the social media extension. From there, you can find a map with a load of pins in it, which is for our groups, or you can get hold of me, and my email address is very simply mick@24-7.so.
Cool, and obviously you're on LinkedIn, so...
I am, yes, Mick Holloway. You'll find me on LinkedIn.
That's MickHollowAy, if you want to get hold of Mick.
Yeah.
And where are you looking at growing next? So you've mentioned that you're about to launch in London.
Yes, we're heading into the Midlands, so I'm particularly interested in people sort of Leicester up to Derby. In the UK, we're heading sort of round out to Oxford and then down under London, Brighton, south of the river.
Brilliant. And sorry, I should have asked, what's your Twitter handle?
Twitter is Mick Holloway.
Mick Holloway. Oh, okay. So that's all.
Sorry, it's Mick_Holloway.
Mick_Holloway. Cool. Okay, everybody. So if you're interested in learning in a face-to-face environment rather than an online environment about your social media, and you want to do it in a really cost-effective way, then it sounds like you need to get your butt down to 24/7 and go and join one of their groups and learn what's going on there.
Yeah, you'd be very welcome. Very welcome.
Okay, well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today, Mick.
Apologies, best of mine.
Apologies for the technical glitch there, but I'm going to put that down to Skype because Certainly my internet connection was fine here, but these things happen, don't they?
Never mind.
No, absolutely. And I wish you every success with 24/7, and I hope it goes really well. You're clearly doing some great things, otherwise you wouldn't have so many groups in such a short space of time, and as you say, you wouldn't be back in the trend like you are. So I'm just going to say goodbye to you, Mick. Thanks for being on.
My pleasure.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. I look forward to talking to you again next week when we'll have another really cool guest sharing some more exciting tips and tricks to help you develop your business. Have a great week. Goodbye.